obviously an exciting game to win overtime, but what did you think of your team's fight from start to finish? You guys talked about how important this bounce back game was for you before hitting the road.
Yeah, it was important for us coming after a loss and, you know, not a great effort against the Islanders coming out tonight. And then first period was a little bit weird. I mean, a lot of power plays, wasn't much flow to it, but you know, coming after, you know, they get some in the first there, but I thought we responded well in the second, had a really good second, carried over to the third, and we had some chances to end that thing in regulation, and then, you know, our power play comes up big.
How big was your goaltender towards the end of that game, especially in overtime on the breakaway?
Yeah, it was huge all game. He made some pretty key saves throughout that, you know, on a couple of their power plays. Obviously, the save on Kane sticks out in, on that breakaway, but, you know, throughout that game, he made some pretty good saves.
Talk about that shorthanded goal there. That was really kind of a turning point for you guys.
Yeah, you know, you saw Hedy had the puck there, and me and Pally had a jump on some of the guys in their end, so we jumped up, and I think a big credit is the bench yelling to Hedy that, you know, we had guys coming, and he makes a great pass back to me, and then, you know, find Pally. So I think that the bench definitely had an assist on that, you know, just a lot of talk on the ice, and you see what happens then.
Right, a couple years ago, you guys won the entire season without losing more than two in a row back-to-back. Guys, talk about that in a season like this after the game against the Islanders?
Not so much just, you know, straight losing back to back. I think it's our effort and the way we're playing. I think not having two games that, you know, we're not happy with. So we wanted to respond after the Islanders game. Obviously, not happy with the way we played. So, you know, when you do that, usually, you know, you respond and you have a better chance of winning. But, you know, saying losing back to back games, that wasn't brought up. It's more about the process and how we're playing.
Difference after the first period, you guys were able to dictate more of the play after that first.
Yeah, I thought the first was, you know, there's so many power plays, it's hard to really get a flow into that, and you know, they get one on the 5-on-3 there, so you know, it's kind of back and forth in the first. Obviously, we weren't really happy with it, but the flow wasn't there, so we came in here, we were calm, everything was okay, and we showed that in the second.
Big was the goal to start the third period. You had the momentum carrying over to second, getting the tying goal like that quick out.
Yeah, it's nice to get that one early to tie the game up. You know, sometimes you can see when you're all over a team, you just can't get it past them. You know, they can weigh on you a little bit as the period goes on. So to get that one early was big.
You've had some battles with Chris Kunitz on the other side. How is it nice to have him on your team for a change?
Yeah, it's nice. Getting used to playing with each other, obviously. Takes some time, just, you know, where we are in the ice and things like that. But we're very similar players. Like to go straight ahead, work hard. And as you said, we've had some battles together, especially when I was with the Rangers there, too. So it's nice to play with them.
Thank you.